Welcome to episode 15 of a podcast Success and Inner Growth. My name is Johannes Stockburger. I'm founder and owner of Chavabo Publishing. Chavabo Publishing's mission is to help those who want to create for themselves a meaningful life governed not by scarcity and a fight to survive, but by confidence, abundance and growth. Today's topic is processes and systems in a business. A business is a compilation of several related processes into subsystems and an overall system. All those processes must work together without friction. Every process must do the right thing at the right time, so that the related processes can also do their part. All processes are organized into a hierarchy of subsystems and constitute together an overall system. Obviously, that system is only as strong as its weakest process. We discussed the concept of business processes already in episode 6 of Success and Inner Growth. You find the link in the show notes. Here is a list of the most important processes of a typical business. Production creates value. Marketing and sales are responsible for monetizing the value created. Investment makes sure that all the right assets needed for all those processes are available. Purchasing is responsible that all the supplies are at the right time available. The Human Resources Department makes sure that the right people with all the skills needed in each process are available. Accounting sets benchmarks for every process and monitors their performance. Another process needs to look into the future and identify upcoming opportunities and challenges early enough. The planning process needs to draw up the plans for different scenarios and update those plans continuously. Finally, there is a process bundling all information provided by the different processes. This is the domain of the top management. All strategic decisions are made in this process. All those processes will work in a well-managed business system seamlessly together. Defining systems and processes. Business systems can be rather complex. Therefore, I'm going to use in this episode the water circulation system as an example to discuss the generic concept of processes and systems. The water circulation system is a combination, if you allow me that simplification, of four distinct processes. The water rains on the land, when it flows down through a system of small and big creeks, rivers, and streams back to the ocean. When the sun shines on it, transforms it into steam and lifts it up into the clouds. The wind blows now the clouds, carrying the water back over the land, where it rains again down on the earth. A process, on the other hand, is one-dimensional. It has often a specified trigger and consists of one or more steps lined up one after the next in a timeline. And finally, a successfully executed process leads to a defined end result. I know that this is simplified elementary school level, but even if reality is much more complicated, this simplified picture is a good illustration of a system binding together four processes. What is a process? A river can be seen as a linear process bringing water back to the ocean. Water flowing back through a river into the ocean is one of the processes of a water circulation system. Whenever the land surface cannot soak up all the rainwater, it will start to flow downward. From a given location, the flow passes certain predefined steps. It could be sinking down in the soil until it reaches a layer that does not allow water to pass through. When the water will flow on the surface of this layer until it reaches a place where it can return to the open. We call such a place a spring. The spring is the starting point of a creek. The power of gravity forces the water and the creek to take a certain way. It will unite with other creeks into a river. The river slows down or speeds up according to the shape of the surface. Sometimes a river morphs into a lake, but it will certainly leave that lake again and return to be a river. Several rivers will unite into a stream, and finally the water will reunite with the ocean. The shape and physical attributes of the soil clearly define the steps the water has to pass through before it can reach its destination. Rainwater coming down at a certain location must follow that route, passing one step after another until it can return to the ocean. Returning to business. At this point, I want to dig a bit deeper into business processes. I use an example of my choice, a coaching business. A value creation process for coaches. So what does value creation for a coaching business mean? Simply said, the client has a specific problem and the coach uses his knowledge to guide him to a solution. Let me now show you a backward planning sequence to define the steps in this value creation process. In the end, the client's problems must be solved. The coach needs to help the client to execute the necessary steps to solve the problem. Before that, the coach needs to define the steps necessary to solve the problem. Before defining the steps, the coach needs to find the barrier between the current situation and the desired outcome. The coach can understand this barrier only when he understands the desired outcome. The coach needs to understand the current situation. To get there, he needs to listen to the client and other relevant people. Therefore, coaches have a clearly defined step-by-step process in their drawer. Those action plans tell them what to do in which order to guide a client to a solution. Processes and systems for a coaching business. Obviously, the coach needs relevant knowledge and skills to do that. But building, growing, and maintaining this body of knowledge is not part of the actual process of value creation. The coach needs to do that before he works with the client. The same is true for the necessary skill set. At the time when the coach meets the client, he must already be a good listener and he needs already a well-structured approach to analyze problems. If he thinks he knows it all and tries to prescribe the same solution to everybody, he will not create value. In this case, he will destroy value. The example above makes it already obvious that the coaching process needs support by other processes. Research. The coach also needs to build a body of knowledge related to the problems of his clients. He cannot get there without a good research system. A research system binds, like other subsystems of a business, several processes together. A coach needs for this research access to the current thinking of his peers. Additionally, he needs to find as many sources of relevant information as possible and soak up their content. Finally, he needs to put aside the time and undertake the effort to relate all these information snippets from many sources and connect them into a more and more sophisticated model. Marketing. Of course, the coach cannot do the necessary research if he has no idea about the problems and aspirations of his prospective clients. He must do some market research and define his target market. Then he must make himself familiar with the common pain points of his prospects and how they try to find solutions. With the help of this information, he can now target his research process and develop a specialized body of knowledge to help his clients solve their problem better and faster. The coach must also determine the cost of the unsolved problem for his prospects. Without this information, he cannot set the right price for his services. The three processes above perform together the functions of a marketing department. To name them again, they are defining the target market, finding the wants and pain points of prospects, and judging the value of the solutions for your clients. They run in parallel, but all processes are connected together into the marketing subsystem. But they deliver a common result to the business. They help to determine which product to develop for which market at what price point. They form together a subsystem. Quality control. Next, the coach needs to sharpen his coaching skills. To do so, he needs a process to review his activities, benchmarking the results and improving his methods. This is an internal quality control process. This is not easily done because it demands a look from the outside on the day-to-day activities of the coach. Many coaches hire another coach to help them benchmark their results and improve their methods. Strategic planning. A business plans for the future. Planning means to have a budget, setting out a path for growth, and invest at the right time, at the right place, to avoid bottlenecks. But planning for the future means also watching your performance and the business environment carefully. You have a huge advantage if you can see and observe possible developments early on. In that case, you can think through the implications of upcoming scenarios earlier than your competitors. You can identify upcoming challenges and opportunities and plan for them accordingly. Whenever you are prepared, you have a big advantage in the moment a change reaches the surface and becomes part of the commonly recognized reality. Some competitors will remain staring with fear and awe at the new situation, unable to react. But you will be able to open the drawer of your desk, pick the proper plan, and do what needs to be done. The classical business functions. Add to that core processes and subsystems of a coaching business the classical business functions: accounting, purchasing, human resources, and sales. They all are also organized in processes and subsystems, and each process contributes in one way or another to the success of the whole system. Integrating business processes into a system. In an efficient and successful business, all processes and subsystems work together without friction. It is probably safe to say that every product of a business is backed by a value-creating process. And all those value-creating processes need the support of other processes and subsystems to function properly. All those processes and the resulting subsystems together integrate into a single system. We call such a system a business. A business system can be simple. There are only two conditions for a business to prosper. Every business function must be performed, and all processes and subsystems in a business must work in harmony. It is the main responsibility of a business leader to understand the system, maintain it, and improve it continuously. Episode 16. This was episode 15 of a podcast Success and Inner Growth. You can expect episode 16 after a short summer break at the beginning of September. We will examine how to design a business for stability and how owning a business can bring stability into your life.